Good evening and welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. It's an area of real strength for us in India. Women in aviation. Few countries have more women pilots, for example, than India. In fact, India has nearly four times more women pilots than the global average. Now, Air India, which employs several thousand women in its workforce, is taking its commitment to equal opportunities one step further. In just a few hours from now, an all-women crew will take off from Delhi on one of the longest flights on earth, Delhi to San Francisco. And every single member of the crew, pilots, cabin crew, flight engineers, even air traffic controllers in Delhi, they'll all be women. Tonight, we'll meet some of Air India's women stars, pilots, ground crew, air safety experts, people who help us fly our flag abroad. Also on the program this evening, two cousin brothers, both Mahavir Chakra winners, were part of a small band of men who saved Ladakh from Pakistani invaders 68 years ago. Tonight, the forgotten story of Major Kaushal and Major Priti Chand, two of our bravest sons in the first war fought by independent India. But first, this story on Air India's women stars.
It is these women who will fly Air India's Boeing 777-200LR from Delhi to San Francisco, among the longest non-stop flights on Earth. This will be a record-breaking flight. No airline has flown an all-woman crew for a duration of 17-plus hours. In fact, it's not just the four pilots who are women. The entire 10-member cabin crew are women, as also those who may not be on board. Flight engineers, flight dispatchers, line safety officers, even the air traffic controllers in Delhi will be all women.
Thrilling, it is exciting, and no fear at all. Once you get into a pilot, you are not a female, or he's not a male, you are a pilot. That's it.
For our parents, it is a proud moment. They say Ramya's dreams of flying took off at an early age.
I took it one day for a photo to the field. There I stood it like a scarecrow. जैसे ही इसने अपना फोटो खिंचाया और मैंने कहा चलने तो कहती ऐसे खड़े खड़े ही बोली कि पापा मैं उड़ जाऊं द एज ऑफ 13 13 साल की उम्र पे मैंने इसका फ्लाइंग शुरू कराया ग्लाइडिंग
An equal opportunity employer, Air India has a long tradition of marking International Women's Day with all women operated flights. The first flight operated by women pilots was back in 1985. At the moment, women account for at least 20% of the airline's workforce. In addition to cabin crew, Air India has women maintenance engineers, technicians, and 150 women pilots, 12 of whom are full-fledged commanders.
It's a message that not only Air India as a national flag carrier wants to send, but I think India as a country, because Air India represents India, and we are the first country in the world to plan out such an event and to make it happen.
These women are leaving their imprint on the sands of time as they embark on this historical journey, a flight that is truly giving wings to the women of India. With camera person Rakesh Singh, Snigdha Basu, NDTV.
Well, it's such a matter of pride for all of us in India. We talk about equal opportunity employment, and our national carrier believes this. It's something that Air India has in fact done, not recently, but has done for so many years. And joining us now, some of the women stars of Air India. And I'd like to stress, they're not just pilots, they're not just personnel on flights, but there are also engineers, there are safety experts, there are a host of professionals, women in Air India. We are joined by some of them now. Captain Zoya Agarwal with me, Captain Sunita Narula, thank you both very much for being with us. Dorel Fernandez and Srilata Nair and Harpreet A.D. Singh is the Chief of Flight Safety in Air India. I'd like to thank all of you. Captain Agarwal, let me come to you first. It must be a matter of great pride. You're going to be flying on International Women's Day, right?
Yes, we are.
And this is something that Air India has done, not recently, you've done it for a long time, but now you're going to be flying at ranges and for time durations which no other airline has done.
Apparently, we fly the longest flight, one of the longest flights in the world, which is Delhi to San Francisco. Last time I did this flight, we did 18 hours on this, and we covered 14,500 kilometers in this time. So tonight, four of our colleagues take off, women colleagues for San Francisco, along with all other women crew. And on the eve of the Women's Day, 8th evening, we're going to be doing another set of women's crew flight all the way to San Francisco. Fantastic. So that's a matter of great pride.
And it's not just international flights. You're also going to be flying in India with all women crews as well. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. We're going to be having domestic flights. We're going to have flights to Europe, to Sydney and Melbourne, operated by all women crew.
And Harpreet, you know, before we started this program, you were mentioning to me that, you know, you've got numbers to indicate how there are women across fields in Air India. Would you like to share some of those numbers?
Yes, in fact, as the national carrier, we feel very proud to say that from the government, as well as from our CMD, we've got full support for women. There is just no job that women are not involved with. And in the traditional male-dominated areas, as you can see, the pilots, you can have ground engineers, you have safety people, you've got cabin crew, you've got flight dispatchers. By the way, there's a lady who's going to be doing the dispatch, which is for such a long flight. And you have the load and trim staff, the doctors doing the breathalyzer check are also going to be ladies. And today, of course, we'll be doing our safety audit as well, along with this flight. We want to make sure that the public knows that we are safe. And all women from the ground to the sky are going to make sure that Air India's flag flies high, not just Air India, India as a whole.
Absolutely. Are there, you know, I mean, it's a stereotype. And I'm not sure that stereotype holds any longer in our country. That, you know, women face obstacles in furthering their careers. Does that at all remain the case in Air India? Are there any glass ceilings that exist?
No, if you ask me, I am with Air India for the last 21 years and I am so proud to be a part of this airline that till today, in the last 21 years, not even once I had any kind of problem being a lady. And obviously there was a support from the family, but at no stage I felt that I would have been better off if I would have been a man. It is a professional airline, we have to perform. And that is what we are looking for in a pilot. And I'm very happy that this airline has given me not only Airbus to fly, while Boeing also to fly. I have flown Airbus 310. I have flown Boeing, not only two engines, I have flown four engines aircraft.
Right.
Which I don't think so I would have been able to fly in any other airline. I have flown in 2000, I have flown 747-400, which has got four engines. And I was the first lady in India to do transatlantic flight. Wow. And I am really proud to be a part of Air India. And now, on 8th evening, we are going to do another flight, which is Delhi-San Francisco. Today, my colleagues are doing it. And after 2 days, 8th evening, we will be doing that flight.
Let's talk a little bit more about the flight itself. 17 plus hours, it depends on winds and things like that, right? It's not the longest flight in the world, but it's almost the longest flight
almost,
in the world.
Yes.
And the aircraft that you operate, the 777-200LR, flies longer, has longer legs than perhaps any other aircraft
because
in the world.
Because it can carry
class.
More fuel.
Right. And what are some of the challenges, if any, that you would face in flying a flight as long as this?
Primarily, the challenges that you face are fatigue, which is, I think, one of the major primary factors. But luckily, with a company like Air India, they're very kind to the crew. We have two sets which always go on these long flights. So we have dedicated time for rest for the cockpit crew as well as the cabin crew. So fatigue is one of the factors which is quite challenging, I would say. And besides that, honestly, pretty much nothing, because I still look forward to wearing my uniform and I'm raring to go for that flight. And every time I feel extremely proud to fly for Air India.
You're a great ambassador for the airline, but let me ask you this.
Yes.
It's a long flight.
That's right.
And fatigue is the overwhelming concern at so many levels. So you have four pilots.
We have four pilots, and we also have the cabin crew, which has two cabin crew in charge. So we have double set for both cabin as well as pilots. We have bunks on this aircraft from the safety side. So when two pilots are operating, two are resting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take turns.
And how long, Captain, would you, for example, fly at one stretch before you take a compulsory rest?
See, it depends upon how many hours long the flight is. And
so on this flight, 17
on
hours
this flight it is 17 hours. So there is a regulation that for takeoff and landing, all the crew has to be in the cockpit. And rest of the time, we can decide how much rest we need to do. And approximately, it comes to around 50% each pilot sits on the seat and 50% of the time we are resting.
But tell me something, it must be a matter of huge pride for you that when you travel abroad, the image of Air India comes out so beautifully, the image of India actually, more than Air India, with all women crews. What do people outside tell you about gestures like this or moves like this?
In flight, I'm talking in flight right now, the passengers that we fly, once a flight is over, they're so happy with our service, the way we go about things, the warmth of Air India, the crew, the efficiency. The passengers are absolutely happy. And once we land at a particular station, we get very good reviews about Air India.
Okay, it's image building, obviously. But Air India has faced so much flack in the past as well. Some reasons right, some reasons wrong. Do you believe that this airline can truly be what it was, say, in the 60s and the early 70s? It was possibly the finest airline in the world then.
Definitely. I'm very optimistic about it. We do have problems.
Yes.
But the moment we say we don't have any problem, the progress stops.
Okay.
So we do have problems. We are working on that. And I'm very sure, and I can see that we are better than what we were some time back. And we will definitely be much better. And I want to see, before I retire, I want the Air India to be the same airline what it was when it started.
And you're optimistic that'll happen? That
definitely.
It will happen. We're talking about next Women's Day. It's not too far away, right?
Let me put you on the spot. Women crew members over here. And now there is talk about women being in our armed forces as pilots and things like that. Do you believe that that is a progression that should happen as well?
Absolutely. Today, in today's date and time, we are dealing with women in terms of empowering them with everything. And I don't think there's any sphere where women can't step up and lead the way. So definitely, I think that's the way to go. And I would also like to add on, we are living in the world where there are some international leading airlines where they do not allow a woman to fly. Mm-hmm. They do have cabin crew members being women, but they do not allow women to fly. So coming from there to Air India, where we are stepping up, doing well, and still carrying on the tradition of celebrating Women's Day for so many years. And they give us women empowerment. They make us fly the big jets. They the kind of growth that you can get in Air India, being a woman, is remarkable.
We live, unfortunately, in a deeply sexist space. I mean, it's a fact. Are there still men who would say that, oh no, look, there are women pilot over here, I'm suddenly feeling uncomfortable?
Not at all. Because I think we deal with pilots all the time, and men pilots as well as female pilots, and we just don't face this problem, to be very honest. We're shoulder to shoulder.
And among flyers?
On flights, on ground, in classroom, in simulator, wherever you go, there is just no problem.
But let me also ask you this. I was reading some numbers which indicate that as a percentage, India has a larger number of women joining to become pilots than perhaps any other country
you're
in the world.
You're absolutely right.
Top two, I think.
Yes,
is
you're
where
absolutely
we are.
Right. In fact, we collated the data from that Indian Women Pilots Association, which has got some of this information. And it's a fact that Air India, like, we have more than around 11% of the pilots are women. Whereas the world statistics is just about 2 to 3%. And many airlines, like Captain Zoya said, do not even permit them. Hmm. So we are way ahead, actually.
Yep.
And, you know, we have to feel proud about that as Indians.
Yeah. A word that is synonymous with Air India is tradition. This is a tradition of all women crews. It's happened now for a very long time.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about how it's happened for a very long time? That this is not something that you've just thought up now?
No, it's part of like what Air India does to promote the image that they are, that they care about us, they care about women, they care about promoting. In fact, we even make an announcement that on the occasion that it's March 8th today, on the occasion of International Women's Day, we would like to wish everybody on board. And Air India is supportive of women's rights. There's some kind of announcement that we make. And we, like, I don't know, this happened to me last week. A little boy said to me, "Mujhe pilot uncle se milna hai." And we had a lady pilot. So I said, "You know, aaj pilot uncle nahi hai, aaj pilot auntie hai." And the captain. So yeah, it's different. We are the glass ceiling and
it
everything.
Exist,
yeah,
it?
The world's changing.
Yes.
Yeah, the world is evolving,
yeah.
And we are very proud to be a part of
and
it. And actually, leading the
line.
Captain, how have things changed within Air India? Which year did you join Air India as a pilot?
I joined in 1994.
So since 1994 and now, how have you seen more of these glass ceilings, if they existed at all, actually disappearing?
Definitely, there is some change. I'll give you a very simple example because we never had a lady pilot before, I think, 89. Mm-hmm. And when we used to go for trainings and all, there were not even ladies' toilets there. Even to that extent, the infrastructure was not there. But when we came, I have seen now that at no stage we have any problem. Things have definitely improved. At no stage anybody has told me, just because you are a lady, so you don't go on this flight. But whatever long, short, whatever aircraft, I have never faced that at any stage I have been told this, just because you are a lady, so you don't do that.
Right.
And as far as one very important thing, I would like to put it here, that as far as our instructors, examiners, everybody is there, they give us so much of confidence that we don't feel that I am a lady and I am flying the plane.
Right.
See, the most important thing is the machine we are flying is a fantastic machine, 777-200LR. And the machine doesn't know whether it is a man who is operating or it is a woman who is operating. So we have to be equally confident, and we have gone through the same syllabus, same grilling sessions and all that. And after that, if we are made to sit there, it means we deserve that.
Okay. You know, there have been problems with Air India when it comes to, for example, flight delays. We've seen this even recently, people. A shortage of pilots, perhaps. You cannot change crews if flight duty time limitations are met. These are challenges that the airline needs to overcome. But I believe one of the things that you are doing is you're going to expand massively in 2016. You've got many new aircraft now.
Absolutely.
So many new destinations also. Is that part of the plan?
Yes, that is part of the plan, and that is why our new CMD has in fact already authorized the induction of new pilots, new cabin crew, engineers, because we have to expand if we have to turn around completely. And I think that's the vision, that's the goal. We are planning on Vienna now, that's starting on April 6th, Washington hopefully in July. So there are a lot of big plans, and we really hope, we are quite confident it will happen.
Is there any one message that you'd like to give people watching this program on Women's Day, which is coming up?
Yes, please fly Air India. It's one of the best airline in the world. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well, you, all of you are fantastic ambassadors for the airline. And thank you so much. And have very safe landings. And thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to quickly move on now to another one of the big stories that we've been tracking. Two cousin brothers, both Mahavir Chakra winners, were part of a small band of men who saved Ladakh from Pakistani invaders 68 years ago. Tonight, the forgotten story of Major Kaushal and Major Prithi Chand, two of our bravest sons, in the first war fought by independent India.
They were the saviors of Ladakh, two cousins, officers of the Indian Army, who fought against the odds. Heavily outnumbered, low on ammunition, with little food and almost no support, they fought in a remote part of India 68 years ago. Major Kaushal Chand and Major Prithi Chand were two men among a band of brothers who saved Ladakh from Pakistani invaders in the winter of 1948. It was the first war that independent India had fought. Now, for the first time, Kaushal Chand's son has shared with NDTV his memoirs. Memoirs penned by none other than his brother-in-arms, Prithi Chand. In 1950, both cousin brothers went on to win the Mahavir Chakra, India's second highest military decoration for valor. This is what Kaushal Chand did 68 years ago. He had the support of a single soldier.
Exactly, like this was the Khalsa Bridge, which even the forces of General Zorawar Singh, some 100 years back, when they came into Ladakh and conquered it, it was through this bridge. So this is a very strategic bridge, and a whole lot of raiders had collected on the other side. We were hopelessly outnumbered. Everybody ran, including some of the J&K forces. My father was left only with one sepoy, but he dug in his heels, he went and actually burnt and destroyed the bridge. And this destruction of the bridge gave us very crucial time to complete the airstrip and for the forces to camp.
In February 1948, vast areas of Ladakh were entirely unprotected. The state forces of Jammu and Kashmir and the famous Gilgit scouts had joined the Pakistan Army. The Indian Army had to get troops into Ladakh, which they did through one of the most daring moves in warfare, they drove their tanks in the middle of the winter up the Zojila Pass, nearly 12,000 feet in altitude. Prithi Chand helped raise local militia to take on Pakistani forces which had overrun Kargil, the same Kargil India fought to protect in 1999. His Mahavir Chakra note reads, "This young officer, with little tactical knowledge or experience, but filled with intense patriotism and possessed of an indomitable spirit, held the enemy's advance by adopting guerrilla tactics." Ashok Thakur was only 3.5 when his father died a few years after the war. Learning about his legacy and his role in the war has been a lifelong mission.
Today you hear about Ladakh scouts, the guys who saved us in Kargil war. The first guys to be raised were by my father and my uncle.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. And I mean, it's such an important regiment now of the Indian Army, the Ladakh scouts.
And every time I see a Ladakh scout young boy in Ladakh, I mean, I feel very proud and overwhelmed. Yeah.
Today, Major Kushal Chand remains an honored hero in Ladakh. A stupa made in honor of the Major stands next to the bridge that he had destroyed in 1948. His memory will remain forever here, one of India's bravest sons, in a war that has almost completely been forgotten. Vishnu Shom for NDTV.
A big push for the Women's Reservation Bill from the head of the state to the country's lawmakers at the All India Women's Legislators Conference.
The commitment of the political parties in actual action, not in words, not in resolutions. In a developing society like ours, to expect that the political parties will fall in a particular line is too much. Normally does not happen. All political parties need to extend their support to ensure 33% reservation to women is not delayed further.
A big push for the Women's Reservation Bill from the head of the state to the country's lawmakers at the All India Women's Legislators Conference. More than 6 years after the Rajya Sabha passed the Women's Reservation Bill, giving 33% reservation to women in parliament and state assemblies, it's still to be cleared by the Lok Sabha. The bill has the support of the BJP, Congress and the left parties, but has been bitterly opposed by parties like Samajwadi Party and Lalu Prasad Yadav's RJD. India stands at the 109th place among 193 countries when it comes to women's representation, with just 12% women in parliament. The global average stands at 22.7%.
For a country where 47% women voted in the 2014 elections, there hasn't been as much representation seen in parliament. And as the Vice President said in his speech, years of patriarchy and social norms have hindered women from reaching the top.
मैं कहूंगी मुझे रिजर्वेशन चाहिए ही नहीं. मैं आपके साथ लड़ने के लिए तैयार हूं, लेकिन एक पार्ट निश्चित तौर से है कि जो गरीब गांव की महिलाएं हैं जिनका शोषण होता रहा है, निश्चित तौर से जब ये डिबेट का पार्ट बनेगा तो मैं उनके पक्ष में खड़ी दिखूंगी.
यू नो व्हाट मैटर्स मोर इज हाउ मेनी पार्टीज गिव स्पेस टू वुमेन इन देयर पॉलिट ब्यूरोस, हाउ मेनी पार्टीज गिव स्पेस टू वुमेन इन देयर पॉलिटिकल डिसीजन मेकिंग सर्कल्स, यू नो दैट इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट.
For a country that has had a woman president and a woman prime minister, women's reservation can only become a reality when the government and members of parliament decide to walk the talk on women's empowerment. In New Delhi, with camerapersons Divan Singh and Manoj Kumar, Keetki Angre for NDTV.
Well, we're completely out of time on The Buck Stops Here. It's time for us to take a short break. There'll be a lot more coming up. Do stay tuned.